Listening Library presents Pirate Cinema by Cory Doctorow. Read for you by Bruce Mann. Prologue. A star finds true love, a knock at the door, a family ruined, on the road, alone. I will never forget the day my family got cut off from the internet. I was hiding in my room, as I usually did after school let out, holed up with a laptop I bought third hand, and that I nursed to health with parts from here and there, and a lot of cursing and sweat. But that day, my little lappy was humming along, and I was humming with it, because I was about to take away Scott Colford's virginity. You know Scott Colford, of course. They'd been watching him on telly and at the cinema since my mum was a girl, and he'd been dead for a year at that point. But dead or not, I was still going to take poor little Scottie's virginity, and I was going to use Mona Lisa Fiore Oglethorpe to do it. You probably didn't know that Scott and Mona Lisa did a love scene together, did you? It was over 50 years ago, when they were both teen heartthrobs, and they were co-stars in a genuinely terrible straight-to-net film called No Hope, about a pair of clean-cut youngsters who fall in love despite their class differences. It was a real weeper, and the supporting appearances in roles as dad, mum, best mate, pastor, teacher, etc. were so forgettable that they could probably be used as treatment for erasing traumatic memories. But Scott and Mona Lisa, they had chemistry. And truth be told, Mona Lisa had geography too, hills and valleys and that. They smouldered at each other the way only teenagers can, juicy with hormones and gagging to get their newly hairy bits into play. Adults like to pretend that sex...